What sort of things should we maybe be thinking of as Christians when we see these acts of God, really, and then compare that, compiling that then with the wars going on, the rumors of nuclear war? How can these events give us hope as Christians while the rest of the world seeks to explain them away and even use these same events to push their agenda? What should be our biblical perspective on that?
Well, I think, Isaac, our attitude in response should be what God would desire our attitude to be, and that is that we consider the greatness of God, the smallness of our own selves, the fact that all we have comes from Him, and whether it is lost in a flood or lost in a fire, as Job said when he lost all he had, he said, "The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." The attention was always the Lord, even for Job, when he had much and when he had nothing. That must be the attitude of God's people, that God is in control, and as a sovereign God, we can trust that what He is doing is for a broader and bigger picture. And I think that broader and bigger picture falls right smack into the whole purpose for life as we know it, and that is to manifest and ultimately work out God's plan of redemption, which is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. It was promised in the Garden of Eden when sin first came into the world and Adam and Eve walked away from the Lord and believed the lie of the devil to the very day. To the very end time when the devil ultimately be locked up in hell for eternity. Until that very time comes, everything is about this history, this plan of redemption that God has crafted from the beginning and has been carefully working out to the detail. And when I look at these things, Isaac, I think of Matthew 24. I think when the disciples said, "Lord, what should we think about the time when you shall come again?" And the Lord gave a number of things. He talked about deception, started out with, which is really heavily obvious today, such great deception. But then he talks about wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, all these kinds of things. And I think the point I'm thinking about, Isaac, is that when Christ said these things, look for these signs in the heavens, signs on the ground, all these things we're talking about, when you see all these things happening. And I think the uniqueness of the age in which we live is that really, truly, we are watching all of these things. Ages past may have seen an incident. There's always been earthquakes, there's always been volcanoes, there's always been other things, but not ever has there been all of these coming into play, and he marked it with the return of Israel in 1948, the budding of the fig tree. That was going to be the trigger that started all of these things. And so I am looking at all of these signs, Isaac, as occurring at one time. And that's the great thing about biblical prophecy. God doesn't fulfill it in pieces. He puts it all together, and he's putting it all together now. So I am looking up. I am longing to be with my Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. And I believe that that's what we should be thinking. And those around us who are wondering what's happening, this is the opportunity to say, "Hey, do you know what? I have hope because of Jesus Christ. You also can have hope. Can I tell you about him?" I mean, that's really the object. And if that takes place, Isaac, then the light shines brightly in these days. And that's what God would have us to do, I think.
It's interesting, Sam, as you were talking about this, something came to my mind, a simple little saying that I've been teaching to my children over the last few weeks as I teach them doctrines, biblical beliefs in form of a catechism that they can understand. And there's a question that I ask my little children, and I say, "What is our only hope in life and death?" And they all respond to me, even my 2-year-old, that we are not our own, but belong to God. And those possessions that are lost, they're not ours, they're God's, and even our lives are for God. If we've been redeemed through Jesus Christ, what a wonderful opportunity.